Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, it's a record-breaking day today, folks. I mean, it's 80 degrees now at 1 o'clock on Thursday, and that record's going to be broken. And then tomorrow it's going to be 85. That record will be broken, and then 86 or 87 on Saturday. And these are 100-year-old records. And the weather, I mean, it's looking down on us. God's face is shining down upon us here in Colorado because, people in the north are still digging out of 4 feet of snow and a lot of rain and all things happening along the coast, the eastern coast. So I'm glad, and you're saying, oh, we need the moisture. Well, God knows. And I'm grateful that there's snow in the mountains. God is still going to bring the rain, maybe the latter part of March or early April, and make up. We can't listen to those weathermen because all they say all the time is, we need more moisture, we need more moisture, we need more moisture. Well, God knows that. He does. So I am not going to be anxious about anything here. Oh, whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God. Remember that. That's James 1, verse 17. So every good and perfect gift comes from God. Those aren't just gifts for Christmas that we throw away in the trash after using maybe two years or 3 years, or we exchange them after Christmas. There are so many exchanges. Well, God isn't that way. The gift from God is perfect. Oh, every good and perfect gift comes from God. I'm so grateful for that. And I want you to know that you are blessed. He loves you so much. He loves you more than you could ever, ever know, more than any love on this earth. Is our God who loves us. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And I'd like to just talk about our verses of scripture this week, John 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. When we say, in you, Lord, I live and move and have my being, that's Holy Spirit. You're giving the controls over to him regarding your spirit, regarding your soul, that's your mind, your intellect, your emotions, and your body. He's taking over when you ask him to. He's wonderful. And then from the Passion, I love the Passion. He says, Holy Spirit is the one who gives life. That which is of the natural realm is of no help. That means the physical world doesn't mean anything to God. And he says that in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God. For it is written, he is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. God knows. Oh, he does know. And the words that I speak, this is Jesus speaking, the words I speak to you are spirit and life. But there are still some of you who won't believe. And there were skeptics. They left him right. And when you read into John 9, into verse 10, into chapter 10, that was our reading for today in the Word Power for Every Hour. And you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on the Bible guide and get that. It's just wonderful. Or I will send you a booklet of a year going through the Bible. Oh, it's been wonderful for me for 51 years. And Jesus knew there were skeptics, and they were wanting to stone him. After the 9th chapter ends, they were coming to him to stone him. Oh, wow, what an assignment Jesus had, and he was innocent and loving through the whole thing. Oh, well, welcome, Kimberly. You're in a different part of the country today.
I am, but I don't want to stop talking about what you just started into because it's so good.
It's so good.
Yesterday we were laughing at how you had chosen John 6:63 as the memory verse, and I was saying that it was John 6:61 that was the memory verse. You know, that's a hard verse. The John 6:61 without anyone letting Jesus know.
Yes.
Jesus knew that they were outraged and told them, "Are you offended over my teaching?
Yes.
Are you stumbling about this, about what I'm asking of you and what I'm telling you?" And I was just thinking, well, yeah, why would mom choose that as a memory verse?
No, that's a great preview. That walks us right into
it does, the life. Because when we're talking about the Spirit and how it's only the Holy Spirit that gives life, it is his breath in our lungs.
Yes.
And the lungs of every creature that's breathing on this planet.
That's
it's
right.
His breath. And he is the only one that gives life. Everything of this natural realm is of no help at all.
No.
And that's the memory verse. But when we start talking about stumbling and being offended, we're usually stumbling because the Spirit does not make sense to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are getting all involved with our opinions and our ideas of how we think it should work according to how we rationalize and how we are using our senses to figure it out.
That's right.
And it causes us to stumble and be offended.
Yes.
So I was just looking at that again as you were reading the memory verse and realizing the goal is to be in alignment with the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
And so often we humans are judged for that. We are praised when we have made sense of something and we're very logical and rational and we've figured something out and we're doing it well in this world.
Mm-hmm.
But we tend to take a lot of negative comments when we start to understand the spirit realm.
Yes.
Plato is a good example. Plato, the philosopher, way back before Jesus was ever born, here he is, a Greek philosopher that is starting to understand some things that he was not even taught from the Jewish people, from the Torah, but he's understanding things about the spirit realm. And to this day, he is recorded as being a mystic. And I think that's what people are called when they're leaving logic and rationalization and understanding something of the spirit realm. I think they're called mystics.
Yes, that's right.
I even read that when you were talking last week about St. Francis of Assisi.
Mm-hmm.
St. Francis was considered a mystic.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
And it's just because they're understanding some things about the spirit realm. It's higher, it's greater, it's better.
Well, the world cannot understand it. The world is always going to call us crazy or nuts or whatever. I remember.
Or mystics.
I remember your grandma, my mom, when she was one of eight children and born and raised in a Christian family. Grandma and grandpa were really devoted to God. And they decided that four of them decided to go and sue the other four. My uncles and aunts, they go to court, four against four. It's just ridiculous. And my cousin and I said, what is going on? Can't they settle it peacefully? And it seems like even in the Christian realm, there are people that just get so easily offended, Kimberly. And we've got to stop it. We've just got to stop it. And be kind of like ducks, you know, just with water rolling off the back of the ducks. We got to do that. Let it just roll off of our backs, out of our minds. I was thinking, Holy Spirit was telling me just yesterday that when we go into the bathroom to wash our hands, one of the things we should wash our hands of is unforgiveness. We can suds up that soap and say, I push away unforgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus, and I bring peace and comfort into my spirit in Jesus' name. We can do that in the bathroom, washing our hands of all that junk.
Right.
Yeah.
And offense, right?
And offense, yes.
Right. Mm. And anything that would cause us to complain. That's we just right. never hear Jesus complaining. Jesus knew how to show us that we are the complainers, not him. Mm-hmm. He knows how to ask the right questions. And so in John 6:61, he asks, does this cause you to stumble? Are you offended? And I like to apply Jesus' questions to my everyday life. Think of a situation or a person that has caused me some offense. And take that and ask myself, am I still offended? Is this still causing me to stumble in my thoughts, in my thought process? Mm-hmm. Because that counts. If I'm still mulling over it and rolling That's over right. it in my mind, then I need to do something about that and change that.
Yes.
What will it take for me to forgive? What will it take for you to forgive the situation that you're in today that's causing some irritation, that's causing frustration? Mm-hmm. We want to build something good into our memories, into our thoughts, into our ideas and opinions. We want to build goodness in there. We're talking about quotes, and there's a quote by William Arthur Ward that says, we can throw stones, complain about those stones, stumble on those stones.
Yes.
We can climb over the stones, or we can build with them.
Oh, that's so good.
And we want to be building goodness in our thoughts when it comes to these things that cause us to stumble, that cause us offense. And the way to build goodness is to follow what Jesus instructed and follow his example. Mm-hmm. He was not a complainer at all.
No.
He was not offended by the way anyone approached him. Jesus knew that we humans would need a better strategy than becoming offended. That's kind of the strategy of the human race. Be offended at this and complain at this. Be the loudest, squeakiest wheel that you possibly can. Oh, yeah, there's another quote, and it doesn't have a name by it, but it says, the squeaking wheel does not always get the grease. Sometimes it gets replaced.
Oh, that's right. I remember when Darren and I, one time we were at a couple's house, and she was suing the airport. At that time, it was Stapleton. She was suing the airport because she'd gone backwards into a pot of a plant that was potted. It was a potted plant and hurt her back. And so she just blamed it on the airport, not on her maneuvering and not on her moving, but the airport. And so Darren had to minister to her for a while. I don't know if they ever got, you know, out of the court system, but it's so sad how people blame. If something happens, they can't just wipe the dust off and say, oh, that was my mistake, that was my maneuver, I'm so sorry, and just go on. Go to the chiropractor and go on with life.
Or trust God.
Yeah,
because trust he's God. The one who created our bodies in the first place. So mm-hmm. I think when we are triggered that way and we overreact to things, oftentimes it's because we are afraid that God has left us mm-hmm. and he is not going to be the redeemer of our bodies and restorer of our bones and our tissues and our muscles, you know. And he does restore. He truly does. I'm closing in on that 60th decade of my life, and I am stronger now than I was in my youth. And I was strong. Mm-hmm. I was very strong in my youth.
Yes, you
But
were.
I am stronger now. And I love trusting God with that. He's the one who gave the promise in Deuteronomy 33, I believe it's verse 25, that says, as your years are, so shall your strength be.
Yes.
And that's how our God thinks. That's not how our bodies talk to us. That's not what the doctors tell us. But that's how God thinks, that as we increase in age, we will increase in strength. And I believe that as I continue trusting him and not becoming offended and complaining at the way a sidewalk was poured or the way a plant was put in an airport, you know what I'm saying? We're just bouncing off of that, using that as an example. I really believe that God will be the one to continue to sustain us, keep us whole, mm-hmm. keep us strong. And Philippians 2 verses 1 and 2 tell us, look at how much encouragement you have found in your relationship with the Anointed One.
Yes.
When we have relationship with Him, we have much encouragement.
That's right.
It goes on to say, you are filled to overflowing with His comforting love. You have experienced a deepening friendship with the Holy Spirit and have felt His tender affection and mercy. So I'm asking you, my friends, that you be joined together in perfect unity, with one heart, one passion, and united in love. Yes. Walk together with one harmonious purpose, and you will fill my heart with unbounded joy.
Yes, that's what I read in Acts 2 and Acts 3, Kimberly, that they sold their property and they put it in one big pot, and it was for the church. It was for the body of Christ that day. And no one had a need in that body because they were sharing. And that's what it's all about.
It is. And that's a scary thing to think about, to just sell everything, put it all together, and then share. But there again, that's lack of faith. You know, would I be able to do that? I would have to get my husband's permission, I'm sure.
I think you would be more prone to do it than Matthew would. He's worked hard all these years.
Yeah. So, you know, that brings up another good point, that whoever we're working for, whoever we're living with, whoever we're married to, that there is a working relationship going mm-hmm. on there. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to just go rogue and demand that we take control of this and do it our way. Kind of like the example I gave yesterday, I thought that I was helping out to control the filing cabinet and the filing system.
That's right.
But it was not a help to him, because then he...
All right. She's gone. She's in Guymon, Oklahoma right now. So she's trying to connect with us here. And sometimes that works, that she's not on the air. So Rachel, give me a signal when she does come back on. She was saying that just dreams, trying to get your mind off of your offenses. And as I was saying just a few minutes ago, if that is continually in your mind, that you've been, treated wrong, that you are not in the driver's seat, and for some reason somebody took over, go into the bathroom and run the water, suds your hands, and push away that unforgiveness, that bitterness, that offense. Push it away in the name of Jesus and say, Father God, I push that away in Jesus' name. Suds your hands again. I push that unforgiveness, bitterness, and offense away, and I bring peace into my heart, Holy Spirit. That's so important, friends. Are you back, Kimberly?
It says I'm connected.
Are you there?
Well, it says I'm connected. I don't.
Yes, you are. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can. These yeah. are the consequences of traveling. Yes, I am on the road. I'm in my vehicle in a Walmart parking lot in Guymon.
Oh, the cowboy rodeo town in the panhandle of Oklahoma. Oh, yes.
Yes, and 1 year ago we were traveling to it, we meaning Matthew and I. We're on the road traveling to see you, and his pickup broke down in this very town, Guymon. And we had to leave his pickup here, transfer everything over to my van. We were traveling separately, so that was good, because he was planning on going back home earlier than I was. I wanted to stay with you longer. Mm-hmm. And it was exactly 1 year ago that all of that happened. Yeah.
I know. You've had some real issues on the highway, and God brought you through every single one of them, Kimberly. Every
yes.
single one. In fact, his phone, was it hacked when he had to come to Denver and
yes.
get a whole new phone? All new things happen. And then just...
That was 1 year ago.
And just a week ago, that happened again. And he had to change some of the
yes,
numbers.
Yes, it did not get to his phone this time.
Okay.
But it got to his emails and it got to his bank account. So yes, he had to change the card again, had to switch out emails. Yeah. So we've had a busy week.
And then you're on the phone all the time a year ago. You're calling all these people, including my cousins, people I had not seen for years. And you got 50 people to come to my house last year for my 80th birthday. I was so shocked. Oh, my goodness. I was so,
That's a fun memory.
You provided all the food, the big cakes. Oh, Kimberly, everybody had so much fun, and I did too. But I'll have to admit, I was exhausted by the end of the day.
I'm not doing that this year,
by the way.
I'm on the road, on my way to see you, but there's no plans besides dinner with Matthew and I. That's the only thing that we have planned.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Well, we got interrupted, and I am not at all offended with Guymon, where I have been stuck because cars have broken down, and I love the people in Guymon. They're really friendly. So I'm thankful that this place is on the map and that we can actually stop here and get help when we need help. Mm-hmm. And that is how we need to think of our Lord. You know, we started this a couple weeks ago about questions that Jesus asked. And the biggest one that stands out to me is, who do you say that I am?
Yes.
It's Jesus' question. Who do you say that I am? Do you say that I'm the one that will put places on your map, on your journey in life, that will provide daily bread, manna on your journey? Do you say that I am that person for you? Well, believe me, trust me, just take a deep breath and relax and don't complain when things happen. Mm-hmm. Learn to trust me.
Yes.
So we are developing deeper and deeper relationships with Jesus as we look at his questions. And this week's question is, are you offended? Are you offended by what I'm teaching you? Mm-hmm. Are you offended in your workplace? Are you offended on this journey that I have had you on?
Yes.
We want to experience Jesus in a way where we become like him, unoffended and approachable and full of mercy and grace and kindness. So these are not just distracting words, by the way. Grace, affection, kindness, mercy, love. Mm. Jesus' love is so tangible. It's not just a word that we say about something that we like to eat or somebody that we like in our life. Love is a very tangible power that Jesus pours into us. And if you haven't experienced that, ask him for it. He'll give it to you.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's not just a dream. It's not just an intangible, ethereal kind of feeling. It's something really powerful. And we want to be able to walk in the same power that Jesus walked in. Mm-hmm. We want to walk in the same comfort that he walked in. And when we have his power and his comfort, complaining will leave. It won't be our strategy anymore. We won't be complaining.
That's right. Yes. Amen.
There's another quote that is really fun. It says, complaining does not work as a strategy. We all have finite time and energy. Any time that we spend whining and complaining is unlikely to help us achieve our goals, and it won't make us any happier.
That's so good. It's like the wife or the husband who says, you know, I am going to get her to agree with me. It's kind of like your filing system that you talked about yesterday. And mm-hmm. so they set down rules. They put down rules, one of the spouses. You know, if I don't let him in the bedroom, then he'll come around. So she punishes him, her, in this case, her husband, by saying, okay, you go sleep somewhere else. I'm sick of you. I'm tired of you. And I'll tell you, Darren and I did that a couple, three times. Darren, I'm going to sleep in the other bedroom. I'm sorry. Because we do have those times of disagreement. But then he'd come around. He'd come to the bedroom and he said, I'm so sorry. And it wasn't always his fault. But a lot of times he had to convince me that it was. And it's so precious, Kimberly, when we find out that when we get that word submit, we don't like that word submit, but boy, that's such a good.
It's a yielding, though.
It is. It's a yielding.
Our ideas and our opinions and being patient and enduring, a patient endurance like Jesus had. So instead of holding on to our offenses and complaints, taking them to Jesus, taking them to our Father God, and letting Him transform the situation. He'll transform us and He'll transform the whole situation. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want. We want not just other people to have a change of heart, but for us to have a change of heart too.
Well, I'm perfect, Kimberly. I don't need any change.
I'll remember that.
I think that's the opinion of some people. Well, I know better than you, or I have been educated, or I have been through so much, I know more than you do. And that gets us into trouble.
Education can't take us to the place of joy.
No,
it
can't.
Or the place of peace that we really need.
That's right.
Education can't take us there. Peace does not come through education. Not Jesus' kind of supernatural peace, where you're anchored all the time and you're unruffled and you know, the waves might be tossing, the winds might be blowing, but you are just, you're unaffected by any of it. Mm-hmm. That's who Jesus was. We are becoming like Him, and that's what we want.
So we need
to make the choice to give thanks in everything, to bring all of our complaints to Him. Let Him transform us and find our true comfort and our true peace in Him all the time.
Amen. So it's true. James 1:17 is true. Every good and perfect gift comes to us from God. And folks, I hope that you will forgive, truly forgive. Well, I can forgive, but I won't forget. No, you can forget. You can forget that pain, that awful feeling, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Kimberly. We bless you on your travel, that you will have perfect travel today as you come to Denver, Colorado. And God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you, friends, as you have listened to us and you're faithful to us. And take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.